For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I don't know if you guys noticed, but I'm in a particularly good mood today.
Mm-hmm.
Did you notice that?
Oh, yeah.
An extra chipper?
Very cheery,
it's
yeah.
Because of one handsome program director, John Brennan, who got a nice, fine new chair for the studio. Not bad. I didn't have to complain. I didn't have to throw anything. I just said, John, I can no longer sit on this chair. We need a new chair. And boom, 2 days later, built, all laid out, perfect chair in the studio.
Similar to the old one, but looks more padded.
Way more padded. My ass feels wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Rob just ran out of the room.
He's mad. He wanted a chair, too.
I had armrest.
Yeah.
The whole thing. Yeah, I'm very happy with it. Thank you. Right. Thank you, John Brennan. See, I don't always complain. Mike Halter Show, hello.
Yeah, hey. I was in Carmen's butt.
You were in Carmen's butt?
Who is this?
I'm Carmen's butt.
Oh, it's Thomas
Brett. Oh, Thomas Brett. Hi, Thomas Brett. Yeah, we were unaware it was you.
Anyhow, what's your date? Dan Boyle in February.
I want to date Dan Boyle in February.
Yeah,
is what I heard.
That's what I heard.
All right. Well, I'll call Dan Boyle and see. John Bears, John Brennan, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing okay, I guess.
I just wanted to say, well, you're nervous about being in the studio. I know. Just want to say thank you for the fine, comfortable chair that we have in here.
Is there really a chair?
Yes.
That makes me think this guy didn't know anything about it.
He gave the word.
I ordered it, and I thought I was going to come in, and I was going to have to put it together.
No. Mike Chernak delivered it this morning.
Yeah, wheeled it in.
Been sitting on it. I feel comfortable.
Awesome.
It's padded. I like it.
Look at that. It was 2 days.
Two days. That's what I said. I don't have to get mad. I don't have to throw it. Just brought you in and asked you.
Solutions.
2 days later, new chair.
Yeah. How long does that last, do you think?
This chair?
I mean, I know
last
the last
one lasted 5 years of my ass pounding it every day.
And that wasn't put together right in the first place.
That's right.
I was just going to roll past it.
This one here.
Yeah, I think like the more I did the math on the old chair, because I was like, man, he just bought that, and I know he spent some money on it, but it does work out.
Like, right. It's like $100 a year.
Being sat in that much. Yeah, that's right.
That's like a bed. Always spend money on a nice mattress because you're spending a lot of time on it. You know,
I'm quick to tell everybody when they look fat.
Yeah.
Which you say is okay as long as it's coming from me.
Right.
I don't feel that you look fat at all.
Okay.
But what the baby has done to you is kind of like what it's like to do like president. You went from being 24 to 34 in like a minute.
Right. Yeah.
Your hair looks like Paulie Walnuts now.
Yeah, I know. I got like the white here.
Yeah, you look like J. Jonah Jameson.
I know. I don't enjoy that.
No.
So
that's. I mean, I looked at Jack Brennan's Facebook page. He does not have your issues.
Yeah.
He looks like he's aging well. You look like you're going 10 years a year now.
I appreciate it.
Happy Friday.
Having babies.
I was literally thinking about that this morning, like how just like no filter. Like you walk in this room and it's just like, what are your flaws? Like, let's hash them out right now.
Be prepared to cry.
And then I'm like, I just go, yeah, I know. And then I think of like what I should have said. I'm just going to just start tweeting randomly.
But here's the thing. I'm not insulting you.
You look sleepy all the time.
Feel sleepy.
Yeah. Did you see your guy's boyfriend, Ryan Reynolds, is turning gray?
Oh, yeah.
Look at that.
That's the same. Handsome.
Sexy when he does it.
That's the same.
Here's the deal. I don't. Looking sleepy all the time is, first of all, I am sleepy all the time.
Right,
I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and I have 2 children. But also, it's genetic. If you see my father, he looks the same way I do.
Tons of hair and sleepy.
No, the sleepy eyes. He's got the tons of hair he does.
Yes, he does.
And so, but it's like having a small penis. I can't exercise it. There's nothing I could do to make it bigger.
So what you're saying is John Brennan could do something about his gray hair and his small penis.
I can't do nothing about my droopy eyes, what I've been born with.
Yeah.
So
you should dye your hair and your penis. It'll make them both
appear larger.
You can't dye your hair. Yeah. That looks worse.
No, you look fine.
That'd be ridiculous.
It does. You look distinguished. You're still sexy. It's just that you look older.
Right. I don't like it at all.
You should grow your hair out long again. That was good.
Yeah, because it hides the gray, too. I do. I have made up my mind that I'm not cutting it this short ever again. So.
Well, really? I don't think it looks bad. I think it looks good.
I don't like it.
Yeah. I was playing Who Would You Rather yesterday in the building with some sales girls that work here.
Okay.
You won all the who would you rather?
Oh, great.
Yeah. You did pretty good.
It depends on who I was compared to, but I'll take
you
it.
You lost a lot.
Were you playing Spanish? Who would you rather dye their hair?
Nope. Oh. It was who would you rather bang, John Brennan or Aaron Miller? Uh-huh. Was Aaron. My hard one.
Wow, he's grayer than I am.
But that was my hard one because you're both handsome.
Right.
Who would you if you had to pit, if you were pitted? And you had,
Aaron.
Right.
Yeah. Aaron would be more gentle.
He'd be better in bed.
Oh, yeah. I think he'd be rougher.
And I think he knows his way around.
Yeah.
Guys.
Yeah.
Your bodies.
Right.
It would start like with a weird massage, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, that feels pretty good, Aaron.
Like
Aaron,
take you out in his boat.
Aaron, he'd be telling you, this isn't gay. This isn't gay.
Nobody can hear you scream on the ocean.
John, however. No, I'm just kidding.
Whoa.
Yeah. So, all right.
Cool. All right, man. Glad I came in.
Thank you for the
Glad
chair,
John. I bought
John.
You a chair and got some insults.
Yeah. No, I don't. Do you see any insults?
Thanks for the hair, small penis, gray hair.
I did not insult you one time.
Right. No,
I just said
kidding.
That your
Thank
hair
you.
Was looking like the baby was aging.
I appreciate
you.
All of all of the compliments.
The baby makes you get rid of the baby. You get mad at me?
Yes,
get rid of the
true.
Baby.
It is the baby's fault. It is.
How's your wife looking?
She's a jerk baby.
How's your wife? She holding
gray,
up?
She does not have a gray hair.
She holding up after the baby though?
Yeah, she's great. She's a spry.
Spry.
Yeah, it doesn't mean like she has
jumping over
to,
stuff.
Yeah, she wants to.
You know, it's gonna make him feel
she
much
nimble
older
too,
and look older. Is he's playing in a band with Evander.
Oh yeah, you're gonna be the old man in the band.
Remember the bass player that you guys hated in your other band that was old and wearing socks and a cabbie's hat and stuff?
Oh,
it's you.
So you got an old bass player in all your bands.
Yeah, that's true. That's why we need to start playing some more Pitbull Toddler shows.
Oh man,
feel good again.
You're the old guy in the band.
Yeah, I am.
Wow.
I totally am.
How old are you now?
I am 33.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's a good year.
37 is your last really year of fun. 38, you're like, 38, I'm almost 40.
Right.
But you really are 40 at 38.
I am so glad I'm not 40.
You, when you are 40, though, when you are 40.
Oh, I know. You'll be 50-something.
Maybe when you turn 40, your gray hair will go away like mine. I don't have any gray.
That's
hair.
True.
Yeah.
Yep. Then I'll get a 14-year-old haircut.
It's not really sign.
Which I can see you tried to imitate, but it didn't work out, and that's why you want to grow your hair long.
34-year-old version.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Tough room, man. I was just blaming the baby.
Looks like you put a hair hat on.
There it is.
Mm-hmm.
Half a minute later.
Oh, come on.
Wow. I'm on my toes. I have to be. I did not want to come in here. I bought a chair. I thought I was getting thanked.
Wow. I was thanking you. I don't know where all this hate's coming from.
I'm sorry.
Thank
I'm
you
not
for
that
the chair.
Person. I don't mean to hate.
The chair is wonderful. It's comfortable. Look, you know who the smartest person is? Hadn't said one word.
That's right.
Didn't want any attention put on him at all.
I thought That's I went great. Out into a Black Panthers rally. You got bow tie out there, and then Miguel had a pick in his hair. I'm like, what is going on?
Just step back in time?
Yeah.
Oh, there he is. There's your little.
That is the cutest picture ever.
He looks older than I do.
Yeah, he's
extra,
adorable.
Extra. Read all about it. My daddy's got gray hair and a small penis.
Oh, all right. We shall do love hate before we get out of here, and then we'll get out of here.
All right.
What's coming up in the after show, Spanish?
The after show, we're going to revisit some things we talked about in the first hour, like Lisa Ann and violent porn.
Not a fan.
John is.
Did he leave?
Oh, there he is. I just looked up and you were gone. We were talking about porn. I know you're into that. That's all I'm saying.
I love that you're going to talk about me. I have the my radio on, like I'm not here whispering.
No, I like really like I'd wait till you leave to say anything about
right,
you.
Right now, go ahead.
I'm the one who started this whole thing. Oh Jesus! All right, let's do love hate. Let's go to where are we at? Ray, go ahead with your love hate, sir.
Hey guys, I love the show. Thanks. Hey, also Bone TV. Let me just compliment you. I mean, this is really good. I'm up here in DC. It's snowing. I'm pissed off, and you know, I'm glad that I can actually see and hear your guys' show.
Thank you. I have to tell you, sir, as a fan of the Drew Garabo show, I was home yesterday in my office at home playing PlayStation, watching the Drew Garabo show as it went down. I thought it was fantastic.
It is, but sometimes they just do the four screen, split screen, and it's not quite as engaging as when they actually change the camera, you know, full screen type thing.
See, you're
Joey.
Right. That's not Joey. They always do the four screen on Joe. On Drew.
No, yeah. No. She was saying Joey doing a good job. We got Scorsese in there. Yeah, they just have a robot.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah. That's amazing. It, sir. You can't. We got the high-priced director talent on this show.
Well, we talked.
There you go. Hey. Yeah, I do have one comment though. There's one little tweak that needs to get done on whenever you see, because like Rob has his own camera. Whenever they show that he has his wrong, they have the wrong Twitter handle for him.
Oh yeah, why? Well,
it's Joe.
What is it at Rob Show?
It just says Rob Show. It doesn't say the Rob Show.
Yeah, it's Rob-a-ba Show.
Rob-a-ba. It's the Rob with two B's Show.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a minor thing, but whatever.
All right, thank you for paying attention, sir. I appreciate the heads up. Let's get that fixed, man. God forbid he misses a tweet. Larry, go ahead with your love hate.
Hey, guys, real quick. John Brennan does have a nice butt. But anyways, I love that Rebecca Vargas is not getting married. You notice how I ran right over that. Rebecca Vargas is not getting married. It's her sister. And I hate that you didn't ask that guy about Angry Galvin's dad. And today's Friday. Friday! 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 Where's the music, dude? Come on.
If you don't have it queued up, we can't get into it.
Awesome. All right, I don't have time for this anyway. There you go.
Oh,
Ray,
no.
Ray, go ahead.
Hey, Mike, I appreciate you taking my phone call. I love the show this week, and I hate the fact that Larry called in to kind of put me on blast, but I was waiting to hear Robert Kelly come on the program tomorrow on Friday's show.
No, today's Friday, sir, not tomorrow.
All week I've been bumping that Robert Kelly's coming into town. You're going to have him on the show on Friday, and I'll be expecting to hear him tomorrow on Friday's show. But
no, but tomorrow is not tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow
today is
Saturday.
Friday.
Yeah,
it's Friday night. Friday. It's Friday.
Friday.
Friday. Friday. Friday. Friday. Friday. Friday. Ah! There you go. That's a better one.
Larry just killed himself.
I'm shutting it off again.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.